Stoi de Eteria Meister Dalet Chonomoy Pesach Tavshin Ein Zayin Rabbi Habach Yaakov Ramson.
So where do you want to start? 20 minutes rather than that. Start. I would like to start by thanking the organisers, Menachem David Zaltzman, for giving me this opportunity. So thank you very much. The idiom I'd like to talk about today is on Seder night we lean for all four of the kosher that we drink. So if you look at the Gemara, it's not so simple. It starts off on in Pesachim, on Kufches Amud Aleph. It says, it's my matzah tzarech haseba. You need to lean when you have the matzah. It says, Mara ain't tzarech haseba. Yai, it's a mashmeid of Nachman tzarech haseba. The it's a mashmeid of Nachman ain't tzarech haseba. So there's. Says that when it comes to the yayin, there's two different members of what Rav Nachman said. One is that he said you have to lean, and one is that you don't have to lean. And the Gemara explains that below Peligi, they're not arguing. Harbatayti kasi kamay, harbatayti kasi basroi. Says that one time he was talking about the first two, and one time he was talking about the second two. Question is, which way around was it? Was it that the first two you have to lean, and the second two you don't, or the other way around, that the first two you don't have to lean, the second two you do? So there's two different gifts to the Gemara. The Gemara gives as far as why it should be which way around, and it finishes off, and it says that once we have these two different options of either leaning in the first two and not the second two, or the other way around, it says, in the end it says, Hashta, Deiz Mahachi, Veiz Mahachi, Edi Ve'edi Ba'ya Sebi. The reminds we have to lean on all four. So that's up until what the Gemara says, that there's two possibilities, either lean on the first two or the second two. And then we end up leaning on all four because is big problem. Why is that? So the Ran in the Rif on Daf Gimel in the Dapir Rif, he asked the following question, that generally the Indian of Haseba is Drabbanon. So, and generally we say when it comes to Din Drabbanon, we say Safi Drabbanon Lekula. So if you're Masufik about what to do, then you make it, you don't do it. So he asked that why is it over here we come to Dalakos, it's completely different. What you should do is when you come to the first two kosher, you have a suffix. Is this the time to lean, or should I lean on the next two? And you say suffix Rabban Lekula, and then you'll end up on the first two. You'll get to the first two, and you'll say suffix Rabban Lekula, and you won't end up doing those. And then you should come to the second two as well, and you say again, I've got a suffix over here. What should I do? It's a Rabban on din of Haseba. It's a suffix, and I should go Lekula. So that's his question. He says, Va'afol gafta ba'alma kaimalon imcha the kol suffix Rabban Lekula. So that's the question, that normally we say the opposite, we say Sabra Ban Lekula. So he answers that, his first answer is just a simple terence, that Hakha Kim is allowed Milsa, the Tiricha who have dealing with Ravacha the Milsa. That it's not such a hard thing to do, we only say Sabra Ban Lekula if it's going to be a big bother, and it's anyway, Rabban, it's a suffix, so you don't have to do it again, but just leaning, anyway, having the wine, so you might as well just lean, just to mimic to, you'll end up gaining and doing everything. But so that's his first answer. His second answer, he says like this, he says, Valin Nira. You have to lean on all four. Why? First says that if you're going to do this, go down the route of saying something about Lekula, you're going to have to be Makel on both. There's no way, there's no reason at all why you should be Makel on the first two and not then be Makel on the second two. Or be Makel on the second two and not on the first two. So that's for sure. If you're going to be Makel, you're going to have to be Makel on all four. And he says that's a big problem. Why? Because V'in Ekel B'tabayu, Hami Akram Mitzvah Haseba L'Gamri. You're going to end up, the Rabbanon said there's a Mitzvah Haseba, and it's going to come out that you're being open to the whole Tachanon. The Rabbanon said that when you lead it, when you're having the wine, you have to Haseba, and you're coming along and you're just going to do nothing. That's not an option. So, and therefore, since you can't be Makel on, so maybe then just do one to get around that problem. He says that doesn't make any sense because, like he starts off with, that if you're going to be Makel on one, there's no svara to be Makel on one more than the other. So that's what he says in the Gavi Pesachim, the Gavi Dalakosis. Now, there's a very similar situation in the Megillah, which he seems to say something very different. In Megillah, you have, we even know the halacha is that if you're in a city which didn't have a wall, if it's not Mukav Choma at the time of Yeshua, then we don't, we do everything on your Dalad, we lay again on your Dalad. And in a place where you had the where they had a chayva, then you have to lay it on tesvav. The Rabbanon was attacking, you do put on tesvav. So the Nid and the Ran's talking about that on Daf Beis in the Rif. He's talking about what do you do in Ayaras Amos Vakas. What do you do if you don't know it has a wall now, but you don't know whether it had a wall back in the time they needed to have one. What do you do in that case? So again, it's a very similar situation. You've got a Takanah Rabbanon here, and so Lechoyah, when you get to your Dalad, you should say, Megillah's Rabbanon, I've got a Safek, what should I do? Safek Rabbanon, look at that. And also on Test Vav, you say the same thing. You should say, I've got a Safek, and you should say Safek Rabbanon, look at that. So again, he says the same thing over here, that if you go and be Mekel, he says, so he first says that the mice of the din is we lay in your Dalad on Test Vav. You don't name. So his first estimation to that is that you just go bust the rover. The rover cities don't have a wall, so you just go bust the rover, the olam, and the majority of people laying in your dalad are just in your dalad. But his second teretz is that, again, a very similar cheshbon to what he says in Pesachim, that if you're going to be mekel, it will come out nimsa b'toris b'shneim, mevatel menu mevadai mikra megillah. You're going to end up doing nothing, and you'll be mevatel mitzvah legamri, and that's not very good, because Rabbanon said you have to lay megillah, so you can't just do nothing. So that's what he says. And then he says, Lefichach, therefore what do you do? Completely different to what he says about that. Because therefore, laying in your Dalad, Lefichach, Korib, Rishon, and possible Shani, laying in your Dalad on Tesvav, you can then say Safek Rabbanon Lekula. So what on earth is going on? Lechora, they're both exactly the same case. And you've got two times, the first two cases and the second two cases, you've got your Dalad Purim and Tesvav Purim. And in Legav Megillah, he's saying, laying on your Dalad. And then you can end up actually saying Safek Rabbanon Lekula on Tesvav. But when it comes to Dalad Kosis, he ends up saying that you have to lean on all four. So there's various answers made. I'll try and speak about some other answers near the end if we have time. But the main answer I want to focus on is Rosh Hashanah as the Teretz in Aviyazi. The Mishnah Melech asked this question on the Rambam. And he in the Rambam, he quotes the Rambam and he asks this question. So Rosh Hashanah says like this. He brings a Tosefta in Mikvahs, which says the following. There's a few different cases to try and get them clear, and then once you have that, your side comes out, which from that. So there's a few different cases in mikvahs that there's a halacha that if the mikvah doesn't have 40 sa'ah, then it doesn't work. If you go to a mikvah without 40 sa'ah, you won't become tired. So the discussion there is, what do you do if you have two mikvahs, one has got 40 sa'ah and one doesn't, and then, so and you go into one of them, you don't know which one you went in. So it says, if you had a tumah deraisa, then you for sure you have to be machmeh safek deraisa. You obviously go to chumrah, and if you touch any food, you won't be able to eat it. All the nafkaminas will apply that will consider like definitely tumah food. However, if it's drabbanon, then it's not so. Then we have to see what happens. So the first case is just very simple. You become tumah drabbanon. You go to one mikvah, you don't know which one you went into, and you touch food. So there, it's very simple. You end up saying Safek Rabban Lekula. You got a Safek and it's Tumad Rabban, you go Lekula. Now, it goes on to say, what happens if the story continues and you then go and become Tame again, a Tumad Rabbanon? So even if you actually went into the real mikveh, you're definitely Tame again. You had a new Tumad Rabban, a new Sibah, a new reason to become Tame again. And then you go to the other mikveh. And after that, you touch another piece of food. So basically, in the whole story, you were Tame Rabbanon. You went into mikveh A, and which might have been matayu, you touch food. Then you go and become Tamei Rabbanon again. You go to the other mikveh, and then you go and touch food again. What do you do with these two foods? So it says there that you, in that case, then you can't be matayu then, because for sure, one of the two is chayav. So it comes out from here, very clearly stated that it's a big point of Safek Rabbanon Lekula. If you have two things in front of you where for sure one of them is chayav in the thing or tomei or something, then you're not going to be able to say Safek Rabbanon Lekula, even though normally we do. If one of them is for sure tomei, you can't do it. So there it goes and says another case. So what happens if you became tomei Rabbanon, you went into the first mikvah, and you then touched a piece of food, and now before anything else happened, that piece of food got lost. So it got destroyed, it became tamei b'vadai, so there's going to be no nafkamina to that anymore. Nothing's going to, we know what's going to happen. It's either destroyed, so it's not going to make any difference to us, or it's definitely tamei now. So what happens now if you go and become tamei again, go into the second mikvah and touch food? So there it says, that that case is fine. Because there's going to be no nafkamina to the first piece of food, so when it comes to the second one, even though you really do have two pieces, which if you were to have them both in front of us, you would have to clear on both. You'd have to question what the status of both is. and you won't be able to be mad to them because you, for sure one of them is Chayav, is Tommy. But since it's gone, so that's not a problem now. So with all, so the ikka you start to take out from that, from all of that, is that when you have two things in front of you and it's going to be that one is for sure Chayav, you can't say Sovereign Rabbanu Kula. So Rav Shach wants to put that together now with, and apply it to the two cases of Megillah. So the case of Megillah and the case in Dalakosis and Sochem. So he says like this, he says that when it comes to Megillah, if you're on your Dala now, you're deciding what to do. So you're going to end up, if you get, like the Ram speaks out, that if you get, there's no survival if you make it on one more than the other. So you're going to end up having to make it on both. So now on your Dala, that you can't do because you're standing now on your Dala. You've got your Dala just today, and you know tomorrow Tesvav is going to come, and you're going to also have to make it on that. Now, if you make it today on your Dalad and not do Megillah, you're also going to have to make it on Tesvav. Memela, you can't do that because for sure one of them is Chayav, regardless of whatever. This city is either a walled city or not. So you're for sure going to have to lay Megillah at one point. So then, you're for sure going to have to lay Megillah at one point. So you can't be Mekul because of this yisod you see from the Tosefta and Megvot. But then when it comes to Tesvav, so now your Dalad is gone. And there's no nafka minna to it. So like the Tosefta Megvot says, that since there's no nafka minna to it, now you can be Mate Tesvav. So and say you can Mekul. But actually it's quite hard to understand. He asks this himself, that the Chayra, what case is this most similar to in the case of Megvot? In Lechayra, it's most similar to the case where it gets lost once you've already had both in front of you. Because the whole reason why he's saying you don't have to lay in on your Dalad is because he's saying you have your Dalad and Tesvav in front of you. You're going to have to be Mekul on both. One of them is for sure Chayav, so you can't do that. So once you've lain on your Dalad and now it becomes Tesvav Azar, then really that surely is like the case where it gets lost afterwards. You had both in front of you, you had both pieces of food which you went to make, but you've got both now, and then later on one gets lost. So if it's like that, then you can't go remate Tesvav and say remake all and don't do Megillah. So how, that's what he asks himself. So he explains, I think this is the explanation, it might not be, but I hope it is. He says like this, that the whole Peshat in the case of Megvot, of why when you have both in front of you, you can't then go and be matter it when it gets lost, is because if you have, let's go through two cases again. If you have the first, if you start off with a Tumah Rabbanon, you go in the first mikvah, and then you touch a piece of food, and that food gets lost. And only then after that do you go and become Tomei again to Rabbanon, and then go to the mikvah and touch the second piece of food. So you never had a time where you had these two pieces in front of you, where you had to declare on both, you had to decide on both, and it became, right now we had both pieces in front of us, we can't say Sovereign Rabbanon Lekula, so we have to pass on both now that they're Tomei, because you can't say Sovereign Rabbanon Lekula. So once you've done that, then it doesn't help that it gets, so it's not going to help to get, if it gets lost afterwards. If you have both in front of you at a time, so even if it gets lost afterwards, then it's you already passing on it that you're going to have to be Machmer. So you can't then later on go and be Mekul again. So if you look at the case of Megillah, it's not actually like that, because when you're standing on your Dalad, you don't actually have the Sofik of Tesvav. The whole thought is, we know Tesvav is going to come, so you're going to end up having to be Mekul. We haven't yet now passed on Tesvav. The Sofik of do I lay on Tesvav isn't yet here. It's going to come tomorrow, so we're going to have to say that since you can't be Mekul on both, because one of them is for sure Chayav, so you have to lay on your Dalad. But then once your Dalad is gone, and now the actual Sofik of Tesvav actually comes, it actually comes now you actually have to decide about it. So now you can say it's like the case of where it got lost afterwards, because you never had, so it is, you never had both at the same time where you had to decide and paskin on that Tesvav is going to become is Chayav Megillah, because you never actually had the Sofik of Tesvav there. So that's Pshat by Megillah. That's why you have, huh?
You got the Sofik of your Dalad.
You have the Sofik of your Dalad, but
why have you got the Sofik of your Dalad?
Because it is your Dalad. Because now you have to declare, you're in a city which you don't know whether it had a wall. You have to declare now in your Dalad. But you're not, you can think in the future about Tesvav, but it's not yet here. You don't have the Sofik Mepoil. That's what, I think that's what he's trying to say. Maybe he is.
It's possible to have a no chiyuv whatsoever the beginner. If you're in Yerushalayim on your dalit, you don't have a chiyuv to lie on your dalit. And if you go to Tel Aviv the next day, Tel Aviv, you have no chiyuv whatsoever.
There's big raid about whether you can pass yourself completely. There's
no chiyuv whatsoever.
It's possible technically, but there is a lot of I'm not holding it up in the sukkah, but there is a lot of discussion about whether you can actually. It's interesting, Shiloh. Can someone do that on Purim? It's a big debate amongst. Whatever. I don't know. But there is a lot of debate about it. Anyway, so that's what he says by Megillah, that you have to lay in your dalet, and then when it comes to test above, then you're going to be passed. So now, when it comes to the dalet closeness, then it's a completely different story, because when it's true, technically you can't drink all the closest in one go. You can't have them all at the same time. So it's going to be you always have a first, second, third, and fourth. But Emes, what really happens is, as soon as it becomes Nacht and Yichayv and Dalakos, Yichayv and all four at once. So right now you be'etzem have the Shaila on the first two closes now and the second two closes. So it's like the case where you've become Tamei Drabanan, gone into the first mikveh, touched the first piece of food, then becomes Tamei again, gone into the second mikveh and touched the second piece of food. So you have both now in front of you. Both now you can't be Mateh because you have them in front of you, and one of them is for sure Chayv. So all four closes now get a psak of you cannot say Tamei Drabanan Lekula. So even when you then go and drink the first two, and later on when it comes to the second two, you're going to have to be, there's no Nafka Minutes them because you've already drank them. But that's not the point, because right at the beginning you had them both here in front of you, and you couldn't be Makel. So once they get a psak, if you can't be Makel, you're going to have to end up leaning on all four. So that's what he says by, that's the chiluk he makes. So just digress a bit. There's another, and come back to this, he adds an extra, he says of Oidios in his answer, which we'll get back to in a second. But there's a whole discussion about what do you do if you forget to lean on the Kosa. So Tosis is a Masubik. He says, Sarach Ian, what do you do if you forget to lean? If you don't lean, do you have to go and re-drink them bit leaning again or not? So the Rosh Paskins, you do have to lean again. And there's a famous Biskarov that explains it that depends what the Yesod of the leaning of Dalek Kosa. Is it a mitzvah of Fnei Atzmo? Which, if you don't, it's just a mitzvah kiyus. If you do it very good, but if you don't, then it's not a problem. You've still done your mitzvah of yang of abakosas, even if you don't lean. Or if you say it's part of the mitzvah, it's part of the shtir. You haven't done the shtir. It's not called the shtir if you're not leaning. So you're gonna have to do it again. That's how he explains it. So, and there's other ways that is it just lechachila, or is it actually ma'akov in the drinking? But the point is, what does the ran hold the gabe the shaila? So. It's not very clear from anything he says, but so the Beis Halevi makes a cheshbon. He says like this: he says that the whole yisoid of the Ran, the whole answer of the Ran, is based on the yisoid that if you end up doing nothing, if you don't lean at all, you'll actually manage to do that. And if you end up not leaning at all, then you've been oikah the Sakhar Rabbalam. So the Beis Halevi time is that if you hold like the Rosh, you're going to have to be rechoza and do it again. He says it's not possible that you'll ever end up doing nothing, because if you go through the cheshbon, what will come out is like this: you'll start off, you'll come to the first two kosas, and you'll say, "I've got a safek drabanan, and what should I do? I'll be makel." So I'll be makel on the first two. When you now get to the second two, then lecharem in manav shach, you're going to have to lean. Either you're going to have to lean because you're going to have to accept that these two are the ones that are chayav, or you're going to have to say that, no, I'm not going to lean now because I'm going to be makel, and say safek drabanan lekula. Really, I don't have to lean because the first ones were chayav in leaning. But then if you say that, then the Marashach are going to be chai, because even on that, then you're going to lefi the Rosh, you're going to have to be rechoza. So lefi the Rosh is technically not possible to do nothing, because even if you try and do nothing, when you get to the second two, you'll have to lean again. Either because you accept that these are the ones that are chai, and if you say that they're not the ones that are chai, then you're anyway going to have to lean, because really the first ones were chai, and you're going to have to lean again. So that's what he says in the round. That's what he says. It must be the round there for holes, you don't have to lean again. So and also it could be, we'll see, because Rav Shach, basically, he wants to add an extra part to his answer. He says that the first two kosas and the second two kosas, they're, even once you've drank the first two, they're very connected. It's still around, almost, the first kos, the first two, because if you didn't lean, he says, you would have to re-lean. So he says that even if you lean, all it is that the nafka minna of re-leaning doesn't apply to you. But etzem, the the first two and the second two do have a connection, and therefore he says the same aside, that they're, it's not completely gone, and it's still, they're both still here in front of you, so you can't be make all. That's what I'm saying, that you have to be drink on all four. But so if you learn how to base leave the chayyim, it's not going to work. So I don't know. It might be possible to say that the whole base of Levi's Chashman is based on the Yisod that Safek Rabbanan Lekula is the only reason the way it works is that I'm going to be Mekul now by being Soimach on the fact that the first two were Be'emes, the ones that are Chayyim. So it could be that that's not, it could be Pshat in Safek Rabbanan Lekula. It's the Din, the Rabbanan says, when we're Mechayyim, you're Din the Rabbanan, if you're Masupak about it, you don't have to do anything about it, you can just do nothing. If you say like that, then even if you're the Rosh, if you do actually forget, you have to be Rechazer, and you have to do it again, but it won't actually come out that you could be MS end up doing nothing, because you'll start off on the first two, and you won't leave. You'll say something about the Kodan. Even when you get to the second two, you'll say Sarah Ramana Kula again. And that's not involved in that is not saying that, and the reason why I'm positive is because really the first two are Chayav. It's a Din, when the Ramana say you have to do something, if you've got a situation of being a Supuk, then you don't have to go and do anything about it. So if you say like that, then Rav Shach's answer works all the way. And if you're on holiday base levy, then you get the first part still works, that all the Dalakos are Chayav at the same time. And in that sense, they all come together. And once you've passed that you can't see Zapar Rabbana Lekula, you're going to have to clean in all four, which is different to Megillah because they come separately. But if you don't say like that, if you say like Rosh Hashanah, then you can explain that Zapar Rabbana is just a din that the Rabbana say when you're on the supper, you don't have to lean again, you don't have to do anything about it. Yeah. Shkach.
Abby Wiesenfeld will not be speaking today, he's not feeling well. Oh,